A week ago, the New England-based 94th Military Police Company was headed home after a year in Iraq. The Army Reserve unit already was in Kuwait on Easter Sunday, ready to board a bus for the airport. That's when the unit got the order to stay. The news that the 94th is returning to Iraq is not sitting well with the reservists or their families. New Hampshire Public Radio's Dan Gorenstein reports.
Jerry Whitridge lives in a small southern New Hampshire town. Her kitchen table is a mess. It's piled with papers and emails from her son, Sergeant Stephen Whitridge. She reads the one he sent after he learned of his new mission.
The Army, in its wisdom, has seen fit to extend our unit again. 17 months away from home is apparently not long enough. So, once more into the breach, dear friends, once more. I wish I had some better news, but I'm afraid I do not. Hopefully it will not be very long before I can write again and say I am coming home. But by then I suppose it will be like the boy who cried wolf. I don't think I will believe it until I am actually home myself.
It's the second time the Army has extended the 94th stay in Iraq. Whitridge says when the soldiers had their tours extended last fall, they sucked it up and went about their jobs, and so did the soldiers' families. Wayne and Francesca LeBreton, who are sitting with Whitridge in her kitchen, nod their heads in agreement. LeBreton says when word of the second extension broke, his son and the others were stunned.
The colonel comes in and tells them, you're being held behind. It was just like a kick in the stomach to those fellows.
While the families also felt the blow, Whitridge says for the soldiers, it was like they had already left.
Some of the soldiers had actually thrown away their desert uniforms. That's how confident that they were coming home. One soldier is planning on being married May 22nd.
After conducting raids, training Iraqi police, and escorting envoys over the past year, Republican Senator Susan Collins of Maine says the 94th needs to come home.
I'm encouraging the Pentagon to instead redeploy active duty troops. We are putting far too much strain on our National Guard and our reservists. That's not fair to them and their families, and it's also going to lead to future retention and recruitment problems.
Army spokesperson Allie Betancourt says General John Abizaid has said he needs the 94th Company and others to accomplish the mission.
Obviously, military police are key to the type of operations that are ongoing in Iraq right now. During this peak of activity, he required the retention of seasoned, battle-hardened troops.
Jerry Whitridge says it doesn't matter if the 94th is the best MP company in the country, and she's launched a crusade to bring them home.
Hello? Nancy, yes, I'm sorry. Just go into your email them, O'Reilly@foxnews.com. Awesome.
Whitridge says she's talked to so many news outlets, she can't even name them all.
There have been some family members on the Today Show. There have been some family members on CNN. If President Bush is aware of the plight of these soldiers, they will be home.
Whitridge says she supports the war. It's not, she says firmly, about getting someone elected or kicked out of office in November. She doesn't remember the last time she sat down to eat and says she may lose her job. Whitridge says her son's life and the lives of the rest of the 94th just come first.
By the grace of God, they have not suffered any fatalities. I think all of us families are petrified that we will not continue to be as blessed as we have been in the past. I want every soldier of the 94th MP Company home alive. That is our mission.
If their media campaign fails, the families of the 94th plan to march on Washington. For NPR News, I'm Dan Gorenstein in Concord, New Hampshire.